WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to the Dopamine Reset Protocol. Your daily dose of truth serum served straight up with a side of optimism. I'm your host, Leo Weston, here to help you navigate this crazy thing called life, one mental reset at a time. Today, we're diving into something truly powerful, self-awareness. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another wellness buzzword, stick with me for a second. Self-awareness isn't just about meditating under a waterfall and chanting affirmations, although those can be helpful too. It's about understanding yourself, your thoughts, feelings, motivations, strengths, weaknesses, the whole shebang. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to fix a car without knowing what's wrong with it, right? Self-awareness is that diagnostic tool for your mental health. Here are five key takeaways that will blow your mind wide open on this self-awareness journey. Number one, recognizing your triggers. Ever feel like you explode over spilled coffee or have an irrational meltdown in traffic? Well, those are your triggers, the things that send your emotions into overdrive. Once you identify them, you can start to manage them like a boss. It's all about learning to say, "Whoa, there, trigger," and taking a moment to calm down before reacting. Number two, identifying your thought patterns. Do you find yourself constantly putting yourself down or spiraling into negative self-talk? We all have those pesky thought loops that can drag us down, but with awareness, we can break free. Start noticing these thoughts, write them down, challenge them, and replace them with more positive and empowering ones. Your brain is like a muscle. The more you train it with positive thoughts, the stronger it gets. Number three, understanding your emotional needs. We all have different emotional needs. Some of us crave connection. Others need alone time to recharge. Recognizing what makes you feel fulfilled and supported is crucial for mental well-being. It's like figuring out your emotional love language, whether it's quality time, acts of service, or simply a listening ear. Number four, embracing your strengths and weaknesses. This isn't about being perfect, folks. Self-awareness means accepting both the amazing things you bring to the table and those areas where you could use some improvement. We all have our quirks and imperfections. That's what makes us human. Focus on celebrating your strengths and working on your weaknesses with compassion and self-love. And finally, number five, practicing self-compassion. This is huge, people. Be kind to yourself. Talk to yourself the way you would talk to a dear friend who's going through a tough time. Forgive your mistakes, acknowledge your efforts, and celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Self-compassion is like giving yourself a warm hug when you need it most. Now, let me paint you a picture with this relatable example. Imagine you're at work and suddenly feel overwhelmed by a pile of tasks. Your mind starts racing, your heart starts beating faster, and you feel that familiar wave of stress washing over you. But wait! This time, instead of panicking, you take a step back. You recognize that feeling. It's your trigger for overwhelm. You notice your thoughts spiraling into negativity, so you consciously choose to replace those thoughts with positive affirmations like, "I can handle this," and "I've got this." You take a few deep breaths to calm your nervous system and then prioritize your tasks, breaking them down into smaller, manageable steps. See how self-awareness transformed that stressful situation? You went from being overwhelmed to feeling empowered. That's the magic of understanding yourself. It gives you the power to manage your emotions, thoughts, and behaviors in a way that supports your mental well-being. So remember, folks, self-awareness isn't about achieving some perfect state of enlightenment. It's an ongoing journey of exploration, discovery, and growth. Be kind to yourself along the way. Celebrate every small victory and never stop learning. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-awareness magic. You got this. You're amazing. And remember, your mental health is worth it. We'll catch you on the flip side with another dopamine-boosting episode of the Dopamine Reset Protocol.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.